A Swedish man known as the Plier Swede, Jonas Falk, was today sentenced by a district court in Stockholm to 9 years and 2 months in jail in four cases of what have been classed as the court as exceptionally serious drug offences abroad. The court said encrypted chat messages showed Falk played an active role in what it described as organised large-scale drug trafficking. Falk has not admitted or denied the charges and argued that the case should have been tried in Spain, where he's lived for almost 20 years. His lawyer says he will appeal. A teenage boy aged around 16 has been charged with serious reckless driving after allegedly driving a modified tractor at 150 kilometres an hour in a 70 kilometre an hour zone in Halland in southwestern Sweden. An A-traktor is a vehicle often used by teenagers in Sweden, and it's usually converted from a car and is legally limited to much lower speeds. Before the police stopped him, the boy had hit a deer. Neither he nor his two passengers were wearing seatbelts. The boy admits reckless driving but denies that the offence was serious, according to Swedish radio P4 Halland. Five teenagers who were trying to climb Kebnekaise, Sweden's highest mountain, were evacuated by helicopter on Tuesday morning. Police said conditions in the area were difficult, parts of the trail had been damaged by melting ice, and it was also raining. Kebnekaise is over 2,000 metres above sea level. And finally, a person magnet fishing in the Helga River in Kristianstad in southern Sweden pulled up three old military grenades on Tuesday morning, Swedish television SVT in Skåne reports. Police called in the National Bomb Squad, which removed the grenades and assessed them as not live. A police spokesperson says that Kristianstad does have a military history, but that it's unclear how old the grenades are or how they ended up in the river. Those were Tuesday's headlines. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a good evening.